Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. It's a beautiful day here in the nation's capital, so we're going to crack open the skylight on our underground broadcast bunker and welcome in the author of Finding the Courage Within You, Ellen. And Ellen, please forgive me if I mispronounce your last name. You can correct me off the bat. Suazo?
You did it right, correctly.
Fantastic. Ellen has an incredible story. On a rainy day back in April of 2008, you lost control of your car and nearly catapulted you down an embankment. And although you weren't seriously injured physically, you say that you had an out-of-body experience at this time, and this really turned your life around. Take me back to that night of April 2008 and paint that picture for me.
Oh, my God. You know, it was a horrible accident, yet it was, I thought it was very interesting after I reflect on it, because within a minute, I saw my life go in front of me, and it was so scary just to know that I had been chasing somebody else's dream all these years, and just to know that if I had died at that moment, I would have not done what my heart desire was here for, which I have been postponing for years and years and years, because I wanted it to have the perfect time, the perfect money, the perfect everything before I decided to start my own business. So at that moment, I realized, oh, my God, this is my...
Ellen is the author of the book Finding the Courage Within You, and she is joining us from her home in the scenic Pocono Mountains in eastern Pennsylvania, so we may have some cell phone cut-ins and cut-outs as we progress through the interview. The book is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere, and it's all about this transformation that Ellen undertook in 2008 when she was in an automobile accident where, on a rainy day, she lost control of her car and had an out-of-body experience. Ellen, are you with us? And we'll be back with more with Ellen Suazo. And the book, again, is called Finding the Courage Within You. Right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show. Our number is 718-506-1944. That's a toll-free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. In a much more scenic area, the Pocono Mountains, our guest Ellen Suazo joins us. She's the author of the new book, Finding the Courage Within You, the details a turning event in Ellen's life where she says she experienced an out-of-body experience after a horrible automobile accident. But Ellen, as you look back on that in retrospect, it sounds as if it really was the best thing in the world that could happen to you.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%. I really believe that a lot of things happen in our life for a reason, and it is for us to discover what the reasons are. And to me, that was a changing. It changed my entire whole life, and it changed the way I approach life, and where I put the importance of things. What was important for me in life? I came back after that accident. I prioritized my life in a very different way. And one of it was to go for my dreams instead of waiting for the perfect time. And I realized that the perfect time was never going to come if I would just take control of my life and do what I needed to do to make my dreams come true.
Why is it, Ellen, in your experience, is it that so many Americans, so many people all over the world for that matter, get trapped, maybe a strong word, but sort of get into a rut of working for someone else or working just for the money as opposed to really doing what they want to do with their lives?
I believe that one of the major things that we all human beings experience is fear. And our society, our world is based on fear. And I have come to a conclusion that fear is a good thing. You know, it's not bad. The bad thing about it, I believe, is how we use it. We can either use it to fuel us or we can use it to disempower us. So it's really our choices and prioritizing what's really matter in this world for us, because we came here to experience life. I really believe that we came here to this world to experience life to the fullest, not just to merely survive. And I really do, I believe that everyone that does any type of work that you do, whether you're working for somebody or not, the main thing is that you want to be happy with what you're doing. If you're not happy with what you're doing, then definitely that should give you a hint that you have to, that you want to readjust yourself, readjust what's going on in your life, and see what really make reflect on your life and really take a good look at your life and see what needs to be done so you can be happy, because life is too short, man, to be unhappy and to be miserable, and too long, you know, not to be happy. That's my thing. Since then, I'm like, I can't waste time. I got to do what makes me happy.
You know, I like to tell people that we only have, you know, one set of tickets to the amusement park, so you better ride all the rides while you're there. Ellen Suazo is our guest today. The book is Finding the Courage Within You, and if you'd like to be a part of the show, 718-516-1944. You talk in detail in this book about this accident back in 2008, this automobile accident, this rainy day, and you say that you had an out-of-body experience, and you know, so many of us are drawn to these stories. Did your life actually, as you hear so many times, did it flash before your eyes? I mean, did you see an awful lot happen there in a short amount of time?
Yes, I did. I did. And you know what? I was hysterically crying. But it wasn't like I was bruised. I had broken bones and all that stuff, but I didn't feel the body pain. I felt like I was crying because, you know, I really saw my life in front of me just blush, just like that, you know? And to me, I've never had that experience before. And I really believe that was an out of life experience. I really do.
Some people, Ellen, talk about seeing a light when they have an out of body experience like this, and being drawn to a light, and perhaps to heaven or God, whatever you see God to be. Was that a part of your experience on that day?
No, that was not part of my experience. The whole thing that I saw is my entire life, everything that I've done till that day, it just played in front of me, everything. And it was a feeling, it was an amazing feeling. It's like sometimes we're in Spanish would say, you gotta get. It feels like you were slapped on your face, or in the Americans say, you smell the coffee or smell the roses. Right? Take a moment to smell the roses, because we're so rushing all the time. We don't take time to smell the roses. And I really did feel like God said, wake up. You know, what have you been doing? See what you have been doing. If this was it for you, you have not been living. You have been surviving. And that was scary. That was, it was very painful. To me, it was very painful. It's just like I saw myself, like, man, what a waste.
Now, Ellen Durazzo is our guest, and the book is called Finding the Courage Within You. You have three children who are all adults now, and now have a granddaughter. And when you came out of this out-of-body experience, you had this major transformation in your life, and you said, I'm not going to do things the old way anymore. Did your kids think that mom had gone nuts? They think you were crazy?
My son said, Mommy, you're changing a lot. There's a lot of things that you don't used to do before. And I said to him, you have to continue to grow. Life is about growing, and you can't be the same all the time. You have to embrace change. You want to embrace change and see it as a good thing. Most of us, because I coach clients, I know that a lot of clients have a challenge with change. So I like to tell them, let's do a readjustment to the way you see life, to the way you do things. And it seems like it eases their pain between change and readjusting. Readjusting seems to be easier than change. So, but definitely my children have been seen, and I continue, I really believe that it's a lifelong journey. It's a journey, and we're always changing. We're always growing. So the question is, are we willing to say yes to that goal? Are we willing to say, yes, I am ready, I'm willing?
Now, you say in the book, as a child growing up in Honduras before moving to the States, when people would ask you, what do you want to do when you grow up, you would say, a teacher. And now you really are, I guess, in a sense, a teacher. You teach these transitional life and business strategies. So talk to me a little bit about that and how your experiences have helped you to teach and what it is that you actually teach others now that you've taken from this experience.
Mm-hmm. Great question. What I've learned is, as a little girl, I have three uncles that they were all teachers, and I always saw them as my model, and I wanted to be a teacher. But then when I got here to the United States, I saw how the school system was set up, and I didn't really like what I saw, so I really got out of it. I just like, ooh, no, I'm not going to be a teacher. But then as I grew older and I became a financial advisor, I started teaching, and mm-hmm. after the accident, I realized that's what I have been always. I've known always this is what I'm supposed to do. It was a matter of me discovering what type of teacher. And I truly would like to say that I am enjoying, I'm having a blast in my life right now, because I'm empowering my clients to really take control of their life and to really manifest their life desires, what they desire, not what someone else has said is good for them, but they make a decision, they make the choices of where they want their life to go to. It doesn't matter what it is that they want to do. What matters is that they are happy with what they're doing. That is the main point. That's when you know that you're in alignment with the universe, because then everything flows through you. The opportunities are there. They open up the people, the places. Everything just shows up because you're in alignment with the laws of the universe. And when you're in alignment with the laws of the universe, now everything seems to be just flowing instead of you struggling through life.
Very different advice for a financial advisor, and we have time for one final question, Ellen. And that question is, as a financial advisor, if somebody works in the financial services industry, can money make you happy?
No. Definitely not. Don't get me wrong, money is very, 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 very important. Yet don't make the money your God. We have to have we want to put priorities in the right places, because money will follow. You do what you love, money will follow. I promise you that. I've seen it, and it's been proven many times.
Finding the Courage Within You is the name of the book. Ellen Suazo, what an incredible, inspiring story, and I want to thank you for sharing it with our listeners today.
Thank you.
You can pick up the book online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and in a bookstore near you. Finding the Courage Within You by Ellen Suazo. I'm Burke Allen. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.